have you been able to best manage the playbook and just all there is to learn about life in the NFL as a quarterback?
I think just using every opportunity just to learn, and just to, I mean, from whether it's in the locker room or finding an extra time, you know, before lunch, or if you get a, you know, some time off at nighttime, just, I mean, any time helps, especially as a rookie, just to, whether it's, you know, talking to Stafford about something or listening to what Haloti Ngata has to say, or even just finding an extra hour before lunch to study, stuff like that, it adds up after a while, so helps a lot.
What will it mean to you to be able to see some time playing in a game? How much are you looking forward to that opportunity?
Oh, it's going to be huge. I haven't played real football since December. So just to play in a game again, it's going to be great just to, you know, feel a real, you know, live game experience and to get live game reps to work off of and to go back and critique is going to be huge for me.
What's the biggest difference for a guy who's had such high-level success like you have to come into a situation where a lot of it's foreign and you're kind of getting your feet underneath?
I'd say it's very refreshing just to start from the ground one and just start all over again and just start from the ground up and, you know, treat it like a blank slate and just go to work every day and not have to worry about the pressures of being of having to be the guy from day one and just being able to learn and, you know, coming behind guys like Matthew and Jake and just to, you know, learn each day and just be a sponge and soak everything I can up.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. What's the most important advice that Jake and Matthew have given to you?
That's hard to say because they give me good stuff. I mean, just about every day. Matthew is like another coach out there. Whether it's, drill work and like individual work, or even in the film room. I mean, some of the drills that Matthew's incorporated that he's worked on, that he incorporates in our individual drills. I can see a significant change in how I play, and certain throws that I couldn't make before, I think myself making now because of the drills that he's incorporated. So it's helped me a lot, and I'm very thankful.
How much of a dream come true is this for you, or do you not have time to kind of stop and think about that at all?
I do sometimes. It kind of hit me like day one when I'm walking in the locker room and, I was just playing Madden with the Lions, 4 years ago, throwing bombs with Matthew Stafford, the Megatron and stuff like that, Nate Burleson, and now I'm, in that locker room. So it's a dream come true just to be here. And I hope to stay here for as long as possible and keep just finding ways to contribute and hopefully help make this place a better organization.
When the new man comes out, are you going to be Brad Kyer?
I don't know about that. I mean, I'm trying to be, be Brad Kyer in real life first. So I'll worry about that later. So Stafford's probably a lot better than me in the game, I'm guessing. So I'll probably use him.
You might be faster.
I don't know about that. We'll see, but I don't know.